Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said St. Vincent and the Grenadines has given away as many vaccines as it has administered. Dr. Gonsalves is therefore appealing to Vincentians to take advantage of the vaccines that are available.
There's a source from a particular country. I saw a draft agreement where they want to donate, I think, 11,000 AstraZeneca. Because, you know, I'll tell you this, the first batch of Sputnik, they're going to be expired at the end of this month. The numbers for the Pfizer are running low. And, you know, we're getting those from the U.S. And there may be a gap. So it's important. This is why I tell people, we have given away as many vaccines as we have administered. And we have more which we're going to spoil. For instance, with the Sputnik, because of expiry date. I'm talking the first dose now. And people going to come and wait until you don't have any. To tell you they want to take the vaccine. I mean, come on. Let's use the vaccines what we have now.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, over 1,000 residents of vulnerable communities in Jamaica have benefited from the United States government's provision of $12 million towards Jamaica's national COVID-19 response since the onset of the pandemic. And residents of Pan American Health Organization PAHO member countries are being encouraged to take the necessary steps to safeguard themselves against COVID-19 infection during the upcoming holiday season. Internationally, the United States wants to produce 1 billion more doses of mRNA vaccines each year, starting in 2022, both for the current pandemic and future threats. Meanwhile, an estimated 100,000 Americans died of drug overdoses in 1 year, a never-before-seen milestone that health officials say is tied to the COVID-19 pandemic and more dangerous drug supply. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.